grandchild of the shrimp that was exposed grows up with no eyes.
2 years after the BP oil disaster in the Gulf, bizarre mutations in the Gulf ecosystem. The first criminal charges finally filed in the spill. BP's billion-dollar settlement on hold. Plus,
it's going to be harder and harder to get coal, harder and harder to use it here, of course.
Never mind Earth Day. Mitt Romney wants to burn more coal.
Of course he does. All of that and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
I'm not sure if you celebrated Earth Day, but I did by firing up the old Weber Summit with its 60,000 BTUs grilling burgers and then going for long drives in my gas-guzzling SUV.
Ah, I understand. Fox News is Eric Bolin. You must have been confused. No, it's Earth Day, not Jerk Day. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Dez, welcome back from Earth Day. I trust you had a good one.
Yes, it was awesome.
Speaking of which, I understand that Barack Obama's Earth Day statement said nothing about climate change or global warming. Is that true?
That is correct. Last year in 2011, it was a very strong statement in the presidential proclamation, but not this year.
Very courageous of him. What else do you have for us today?
Well, breaking news, the Department of Justice has filed the first criminal charges in connection with the BP oil disaster today. The worst oil spill in the nation's history. Kurt Mix, formerly an engineer for BP, was charged on Tuesday with two counts of obstruction of justice. The DOJ alleges the engineer deleted texts that indicated, among other things, that BP knew the damaged Macondo well was gushing at three times the amount of BP's public estimates. If convicted, that engineer faces a maximum of up to 20 years in prison.
And we are exactly 2 years later, I think, this week.
Yes, indeed, we are.
The worst oil spill in this nation's history. And we have exactly one criminal charge filed.
Yep, that's it so far.
Got to start somewhere.
2 years later, the massive $8 billion settlement with BP for damages suffered by Gulf residents and businesses has been put on hold by a federal judge. Shrimp processors, not fishermen, but processors, say the current settlement does not treat them fairly. State, local, and federal government fines and penalties are not included in that $8 billion settlement and are still under negotiation. Meanwhile, also not getting anything from that billion-dollar settlement, the marine animals that actually live in the Gulf ecosystem. The ecological consequences are still unfolding. Scientists are reporting dolphin deaths now far exceed the annual average for the Gulf, and fishermen are reporting disturbing mutations impacting the entire food chain. Fish with open sores, crabs without claws, and entire hauls of shrimp that have no eyes at all, according to Scott Eustace, a spokesman for the Gulf Restoration Network.
That shrimp's grandmother was exposed to oil while the mother was developing, but it's the grandchild of the shrimp that was exposed, grows up with no eyes.
Yummy, huh? The FDA says the fish is safe to eat, but so far has not acknowledged whether these reported mutations are related to the BP spill. And it's really ironic that the BP oil disaster began in earnest on Earth Day in 2010, when the Deepwater Horizon rig sank to the bottom of the ocean. And yet, it is as if the worst oil spill in the nation's history never happened. The oil industry is still using the same 40-year-old spill technology. No new legislation has passed Congress, and both major political parties are calling for expanded offshore drilling.
Expanding, not contracting. I guess Rush Limbaugh had it right back in December of 2011 when he said
the BP oil spill, it was a non-starter, it was a non-story.
A non-starter, a non-story. I guess if Rush says it enough, it's going to be true.
And speaking of Earth Day, after congratulating themselves on their Earth Day programming, the corporate media has now shoved the environment back into its special coverage box and returned to their regularly scheduled programming. A new analysis from MediaMatters.org shows that despite ongoing climate news, broadcast coverage has dropped significantly since 2009. Coverage of the climate dropped 90% on the network's Sunday political shows alone. Even though 2011 was the most expensive year in U.S. history for extreme weather disasters.
And even though March had more than 15,000 heat-related records here in the U.S.
Not according to most of the corporate media. GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney completely avoided mentioning anything about Earth Day on Earth Day, but instead, as the Sierra Club put it, he celebrated Coal Day on Monday at a campaign appearance at one of the nation's largest coal companies, CONSOL Energy, which also happens to be one of Romney's biggest campaign donors.
The president says he's for all of the above when it comes to energy. He's for all the sources of energy that come from above the ground. All right, wind and solar. He just doesn't like the things that come from below the ground.
That's a funny line. It'd be funnier if it was true. Domestic oil and gas production is right now at an all-time high. Way to go, Mitt Romney. For that story and all of the others we couldn't get to today, please check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. You can download us anytime via iTunes, listen to us on your mobile device via Stitcher Radio, and follow us 24/7 on Twitter at Green News Report. From bradblog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
Under the sea.